I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Well, those week-long rides on NJT, Governor Murphy announced recently, the free rides start today. Let's go live to our Glenn Chuck in Ridgewood.
Yeah, they're saying a system-wide, bus, trains, you name it, it's free. And Jersey Transit on their website saying, and this is a quote, it's a thank you to the hundreds of thousands of loyal customers who use public transit. I should note, Susan, where I am here this morning in many stations in Jersey, it's pretty quiet. It's a vacation week still. I've only seen a couple customers really here so far this morning, but Chandra's headed into work. He said he didn't even know this was happening.
This is a complete surprise. And what a welcome bit of news. This is fantastic. They're always polite, and you kind of feel for them because it's been a pretty tough summer, and they're forever trying to help the commuter like me. I've got to tell you, I think this is a great way to obviously appreciate the consumer, but also I think it's a way to sort of tell the staff, thank you
very
much.
But another side to the story, while he has praise there for Jersey Transit, others are asking how the agency can afford free rides when just last month, fares jumped system-wide by 15%. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at Ridgewood in Bergen County.
Cops confirmed that gruesome scene in Syosset was a murder-suicide.
The taped-off cul-de-sac at 76 Wyoming Court conceals a tragic scene. Police say a disagreement about a will left by a family's mother that recently passed away resulted in the death of five people. Police also say a man was found dead on the front lawn with a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and four people were also found dead inside the home. And the man is believed to have killed those inside. Alicia is a neighbor.
This is really heartbreaking. I mean, this is such a quiet little neighborhood. They used to call it a bedroom community. Oh my God, it's shocking.
Sources told 1010 Winds that the family was gathered at the home to meet with a realtor when the tragedy occurred. Amanda Alexander for 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Wyoming Court in Syosset.
An argument in the Bronx Sunday turned deadly. It was just before 3 p.m. that cops responded to East 176th Street and Anthony Avenue, where they found 23-year-old Carlos Rivera with two gunshot wounds to the chest. He was rushed to St. Barnabas but could not be saved. So far, no arrest. Police have now ID'd the victims in a wrong-way crash on the Henry Hudson Parkway that claimed the life of a man who was supposed to be getting married on Sunday.
I feel like he's going to walk through my door. I feel like this is a nightmare that I'm going to wake up from.
That's the bride, Shantia Weaver, who spoke to ABC 7 as family members gathered for a memorial instead of a wedding. Shantia was set to marry 38-year-old Kirk Walker. His 40-year-old cousin, Robert McLaurin, was also killed when the car they were in was struck by an out-of-control pickup truck that was going the wrong way. The passenger in the truck stayed at the scene, but the driver took off on foot and has yet to be caught. Residents in the Rockaways now getting ready for what they say will be the weekend from hell.
Next weekend, there's a big reggae festival at the amphitheater at Beach 94th Street. And some residents who live nearby are dreading it, like Tori Dresch. She fears it'll be deafening, like all the other music events there.
It's not the type of music. It's not anything like that. It's the volume of the music. It's incredibly loud.
Other residents say their medicine cabinets and glasses shake because of the vibration caused by the music. City Council member Joanne Areola has been working with the borough officials to put some guidelines.
It really is unfair to have 4 or 5 days of loud music playing in the summertime at the amphitheater. That amphitheater is supposed to be enjoyed by everyone, and it is not being enjoyed by most.
The New York City Parks Department says it's aware of the noise complaints and it's trying to foster a constructive dialogue to ensure equitable access to the amenities. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in the Rockaways.
Well, set your calendars for October 6th. That's when composting is not only being expanded, it will be required in all five boroughs. The sanitation department will hold online workshops between now and then to explain everything. But basically, buildings will be required to provide bins where you can throw your food scraps. Buildings and businesses that don't comply could be fined anywhere from $25 to $400. We want to take a moment on 1010 Winds to acknowledge what was an emotional moment for radio fans across the metro area as our sister station, WCBS News Radio 880, after 57 years, signed off the air last night for good.
Chris Olivero, Ben Meverek, Ivan Lee, our bosses pushed for and got the authority to let us have our goodbyes, to have a last show. That's something very rare. I thank them for that. And I thank my dad for driving me into New York City in 1978. Parents, you never know what impact these random acts of love and attention may have on your children. I'm Wayne Cabot, and for the final time, this is WCBS, New York.
Well, you will still hear the Mets games on 880, which becomes WHSQ, which is a nod to our Odyssey location in Hudson Square. In fact, the station will be all sports with programming from ESPN. Today's National Dog Day, and as we've been reporting all summer, Animal Care Centers in New York is packed with pooches who need loving homes. Their locations, 326 East 110th Street, Manhattan, 1906 Flushing Avenue, Ridgewood, and 3139 Veterans Road West in Staten Island. You can check out all the dogs they have at nycacc.org. On Long Island, Michael Spiota is the Associate Director of Shelter Operations at North Shore Animal League America. He tells 1010 when senior dogs really need your help.
With this preconceived notion that anything that's even slightly older might sort of be damaged goods, for lack of a better term, and may have a past, we're there to educate people on that, but also to help encourage them considering adopting slightly older animals.
North Shore is offering 50% off adoption fees from today through Labor Day. Get all the info on that at animalleague.org.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.